careof.com. You know your body. We know science. Let's work together. Find the right vitamins, protein, and now collagen too. Personalized just for you. Healthy doesn't have to be hard. We make it easy. Take the quiz. Tell us a little about yourself. We're good listeners. Get nutrients at work. Get your personalized recommendation backed by science and delivered to you. Stick with it long term. Keep the conversation going. We'll adjust as your health needs change. A routine tailored to you. We'll help you create a health plan with vitamins, supplements, and more that help you feel your best today and support you long term. We're with you. Once you have your tailored plan, we'll help you stick with it, track your supplements, learn about how they work, and get new recommendations as your health changes, all in our handy app. Say hello to your new healthy habit. Honest guidance. We promise to be honest with you. That means we'll show you the research and be transparent about how established it is. We don't pretend all supplements have equal levels of scientific evidence or traditional history, because that isn't the truth, but we will always show our work and tailor our guidance to you as an individual. Better ingredients. Our research and development team has traveled the globe so we can provide the most effective, bioavailable, and sustainable ingredients possible. We're transparent about our supply chain because we build products we want to take, and then we deliver them straight to your door. Good morning. Here's the mysterious death of Alyssa Lam. The body of Alyssa Lam, also known by her Cantonese name Lam Ho Yi, April 30th, 1991 to February 2013, a Canadian student at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, was recovered from a water tank atop the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. On February 19, 2013, she had been reported missing at the beginning of the month. The maintenance workers at the hotel discovered the body when investigating guests' complaints of problems with the water supply and water pressure. Her disappearance had been widely reported. Interest and had increased 5 days prior to her body's discovery when the Los Angeles Police Department released a video of the last time she was known to have been seen on the day of her disappearance by an elevator security camera. In the footage, Lam is seen exiting and re-entering the elevator, talking and gesturing in the hallway outside, and sometimes seeming to hide within the elevator, which itself appears to be malfunctioning. The video went viral on the internet, with many viewers reporting that they found it unsettling. Explanations range from claims of paranormal involvement to bipolar disorder, which Lam took medication for. It has also been argued that the video was altered prior to release. The circumstances of Lam's death, once she was found, also raised questions, especially in light of the hotel's history in relation to other notable deaths and murders. Her body was naked, with most of her clothes and personal effects floating in the water near her. It took the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office 4 months after repeated delays to release the autopsy report, which reports no evidence of physical trauma and states that in the matter of death was accidental. Guests at the Cecil know. Rebranded as Stay on Main, sued the hotel over the incident, and Lam's parents filed a separate suit later that year. The letter was dismissed in 2015. Some of the early internet interest noted what were considered to be unusual similarities between Lam's death and the 2005 horror film Dark Water. The case has since been referenced in international popular culture. Background: Lam, the daughter of immigrants from Hong Kong who opened a restaurant in Burnaby, just outside Vancouver, Canada, was a student at the University of British Columbia, although she was not registered at the beginning of 2013. For her trip to California, Lam traveled alone on Amtrak and intercity buses. She visited San Diego Zoo and posted photos taken there on social media. On January 26, she arrived in Los Angeles. After 2 days, she checked into the Cecil Hotel near downtown Skid Row. Lam was initially assigned a shared room on the hotel's fifth floor. However, roommates complained about what the hotel's lawyer would later describe as certain odd behavior, and she was moved to a room of her own after 2 days. built as a business hotel in the 1920s, the Cecil fell on hard times during the Great Depression of the 1930s and never recaptured its original market as downtown decayed around it in the late 20th century. Several of Los Angeles' more notable murders have happened at the connections to the hotel. In 1964, Goldie Osgood, the Pigeon Lady of Pershing Square, was raped and murdered in a room at the Cecil, a crime that has never been solved. Serial killers Jack Unterweger and Richard Ramirez both resided at the Cecil while active. They have also been suicides, one of which also killed a pedestrian outside the front entrance of the hotel. After recent renovations, it has tried to market itself as a boutique hotel, but the reputation lingers. The Cecil will reveal to you whatever it is you're fugitive from, says Steve Erickson, a journalist who spent a night in the hotel after Lamb's death. Lamb has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder and depression. She had been prescribed four medications, Wellbutrin, Lamictal, Seroquel, and Effexor, to treat her disorders, all according to her family, who supposedly kept her history of mental illness a secret. Lamb had no history of suicidal ideations or attempts, although one report claims she had previously gone missing for a brief period. In mid-2010, Lamb began a blog named Ether Fields on Blogspot. Over the next 2 years, she posted pictures of models in fashionable clothing and accounts of her life, particularly her struggle with mental illness. In a January 2012 Blogspot, Lamb lamented that a relapse at the start of the current school term had forced her to drop several classes, leaving her feeling so utterly directionless and lost. She titled her post, "You're Always Haunted by the Idea You're Wasting Your Life," after a quotation from novelist Chuck Palahniuk. She used that quote as an epigraph for her blog. Lamb worried that her transcript would look suspicious with so many withdrawals and that it would result in her being unable to continue studies and attend graduate school. A little over 2 years after Lamb had started blogging, she announced she would be abandoning her blog for another. She had started on Tumblr, Nouvelle Nouveau. Its content mostly consisted of fashion photos, quotes, and a few posts in Lamb's own words. The Sam Polanyiak quote was used as an epigraph. Disappearance. Lamb contacted her parents in British Columbia every day while traveling. On January 31st, 2013, she was scheduled to check out of the Cecil and leave for Santa Cruz. Her parents did not hear from her and called the Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD. Her family flew to Los Angeles to help with the search. Hotel staff who saw Lamb that day said she was alone outside the hotel. Katie Orphan, manager of a nearby bookstore, was the only person who recalled seeing her that day. She was outgoing, very lively, very friendly. While getting gifts to take home to her family, Orphan told CNN. She was talking about what book she was writing, she was getting, or whether or not she was getting would be too heavy for her to carry around as she traveled, Orphan added. Police searched the hotel to the extent that they legally could. They searched Lamb's room and had dogs go through the building, including the rooftop, but the canines were unsuccessful in detecting her scent. "But we didn't search every room," Sergeant Rudy Rilfe said later. "We could only do that if we had probable cause to believe a crime had been committed." On February 6th, a week after Lamb had last been seen, the LAPD decided more help was needed. Flyers with her image posted in the neighborhood and online. It brought the case to the public's attention through the media. Elevator video. On February 15th, another week with no sign of Lamb, the LAPD released a video of the last known sightings ever taken in one of the Cecil's cells by a video surveillance camera on February 1st. The video drew worldwide interest in the case due to Lamb's strange behavior and had been extensively analyzed and discussed. In the clip, the camera at one of the elevator's cab rear corners looks down from the ceiling, offering a view not just of its interior but the hallway outside as well. It is somewhat grainy and the timestamp at the bottom is obscured. At some points, Lamb's mouth is pixelized. At the start, Lim enters clad in a red zippered hoodie, hooded sweatshirt over a gray t-shirt with black shorts and sandals. She enters from the left and goes to the control panel, appears to select several floors, and then steps back to the corner. After a few seconds, during which the door fails to close, she steps up to it, leaps forward to her, so her head is through the door lock, looks in both directions, and then quickly steps back in, backing up to the wall, and then into the corner near the control panel. The door remains open. She walks to it again and stands in the doorway, leaning on the side. Then back out. She then steps sideways again. At first, she says she is mostly visible behind the wall, and she has her back just outside. The door remains open. Her right arm can be seen going up to her head, and then she turns to re-enter the cab, putting both cans on the side of the door. She then goes to the control panel, presses many more buttons and some more than one, and then returns to the wall she had come into the elevator from, putting both hands over her ears again briefly as she walked back to the section of wall she had been standing against before. The door remains open. She turns to her right and begins rubbing her forearms together, then waves her hands out to her side with palms flat and fingers outstretched, while bowing forward slightly and rocking gently. This can all be seen through the door, which remains open. After she backs to the wall again and walks away to the left, it finally closes. The video was reposted widely, including on the Chinese video sharing site Youku, where it got 3 million views and 40,000 comments in its first 10 days. Many of the commentators found it unsettling to watch. Several theories evolved to explain her actions. One was that Lam was trying to get the elevator car to move in order to escape from someone who was pursuing her. Others suggested that she might be under the influence of ecstasy or some other party drug, but none was detected in her body. When her bipolar disorder became known, the theory that she was having a psychotic episode also emerged. Other viewers argued that the video had been tampered with before being made public. Besides with the obscuring of the time step, they claimed parts had been slowed down and nearly a minute of footage had been discreetly removed. This could have been done simply to protect the identity of someone who otherwise would be in the video, but had little or nothing to do with the case, or to conceal evidence if Lam's disappearance and death had been the result of a criminal act. Discovery of body. During the search for Lam, guests at the hotel began complaining about low water pressure. Some later claimed their water was colored black and had an unusual taste. On the morning of February 19th, Lam's body is found in one of the four 1,000-gallon, 3,785-liter tanks, providing water to guest rooms, a kitchen, and a coffee shop. The tank was drained and cut open since its maintenance hatch was too small to accommodate equipment needed to remove Lam's body. On February 21st, the Los Angeles Coroner's Office issued a finding of accidental drowning with bipolar disorder as a significant factor. The full coroner's report released in June stated that Lam's body had been found naked, clothing similar to what she was wearing in the elevator video was floating in the water, coated with a sand-like particulate. Her watch and room key were also found with her. Lam's body was moderately decomposed and bloated. It was mostly greenish, with some marbling evident on the abdomen and skin, separation evident. There is no evidence of physical trauma, sexual assault, or suicide. Toxicology tests incomplete because of not enough of her blood was preserved. Show traces consistent with prescription medication found among her belongings, plus non-prescription drugs such as Sinutab and ibuprofen, a very small quantity of alcohol, about 0.2%. Was present, but no other recreational drugs. Unresolved issues. The investigation had determined how Lam died, but did not offer an explanation as to how she got into the tank in the first place. Doors and stairs that access the hotel's roof are locked, with only staff having passcodes and keys, and any attempt to force them would supposedly have triggered an alarm. However, the hotel's fire escape could have allowed her to bypass security measures if she or someone who might have accompanied her there had known. A video made by a Chinese user after Lam's death had posted to the internet that showed that the hotel's roof was easily accessible via the fire escape and that two of the lids of the water tanks were open. Apart from the question of how she got on the roof, others asked if she could have gotten into the tank by herself. All four tanks are 4x4, 4x8 foot, 1.2x2.4 meter cylinders propped up on concrete blocks. There is no fixed access to them, and hotel workers had to use a ladder to look after the water. They are protected by heavy lids that would be difficult to replace from within. Police dogs that searched through the hotel for lamp, even on the roof shortly after her disappearance, was noted did not find any trace of her, although they had not searched the area near the water tanks. Theories about Lam's behavior in the elevator video did not stop with her death. Some argued that she was attempting to hide from a pursuer, perhaps someone ultimately responsible for her death, while others said she was merely frustrated with the elevator's apparent malfunction. Some proponents of the theory that she was under the influence of illicit drugs are not dissuaded by their absence from the toxicology screen, suggested that they might have been broken down during the period of time her body decomposed in the tank, or that she might have taken rare cocktails of such drugs that a normal screen would not detect. The autopsy report and its conclusions have also been questioned. For instance, it does not say that the results of the rape kit and fingernail kit were, or even if they were, processed. It also records subcutaneous pooling of blood in Lamb's anal area, which some observers suggested was a sign of sexual abuse. However, one pathologist has noted it could also have resulted from bloating in the course of the body's decomposition, and her rectum was also prolapsed. Even the coroner's pathologist appeared to be ambivalent about the conclusion that Lamb's death was accidental. Since her death, her Tumblr blog was updated, presumably through Tumblr's queue option, which allows posts to automatically publish themselves when the user is away. Her phone was not found either with her body or in her hotel room. It has been presumed to have been stolen at some time around her death. Whether the continued updates to her blog were facilitated by the theft of her phone or the work of a hacker or through the queue is not known. Nor is it known whether the updates are related to her death. Litigation. In September, Lamb's parents filed a wrongful death suit claiming the hotel failed to inspect and seek out hazards in the hotel that presented an unreasonable risk of danger to Lamb and other hotel guests, and seeking unspecified damages and burial costs. The hotel argued it could not have reasonably foreseen that Lamb might have entered the water tanks, and that since it remained unknown how Lamb got to the water tank, no liability could be assigned for failing to prevent that. In 2015, the suit was dismissed. In popular culture, the circumstances of Lamb's death have been compared to plot elements in the 2005 horror film Dark Water. In that film, an American remake of the earlier Japanese film, the same name, based on the 1996 short story by Koji Suzuki, a mother and daughter move into a rundown apartment building. A dysfunctional elevator and discolored water gushing from the building's faucets eventually lead them to the building's rooftop water tank, where they discover the body of a girl who has been reported missing from the building a year earlier. As life in imitated art with Dark Water, the careers of film and television shows used the Lamb case as inspiration for their works. In May 2013, the episode Watershed aired as that year's season finale of the ABC series Castle, in which a New York police detective and the title character and mystery novelist investigate crimes. In Watershed, the duo pursue leads in the death of a young woman found dead in the rooftop water tank at the Cedric Hotel in Manhattan. Among the evidence is a surveillance video of a woman taken in an elevator. Ultimately, she is found to have been posing as a prostitute in order to investigate another guest at the hotel. Another ABC series, How to Get Away with Murder, has a similar storyline over a series of flashbacks spread out across the first season, which began airing in 2014, it is revealed that a sorority girl missing at the start of the season was murdered, and that her body had been hidden in the water tank on the roof of the sorority house. Similarly, her body is only discovered when a maintenance worker is called to the house to address a water pressure issue. In Hong Kong, from which Lam's family had immigrated to Vancouver, filmmakers were also inspired by the case. Nick Cheung, an accomplished actor in the Hong Kong films, made his directorial debut in 2014 with Hungry Ghost Ritual, a horror thrill that includes a scene in which a ghost terrorizes a young woman in an elevator, shot to look like security camera footage and believed to have been inspired by the Cecil's Lam footage. In mainland China, director Liu Hao announced a year after Lam's death that he would be making a film based on it. He wanted Los Angeles for himself. He went to Los Angeles cells and stayed for a few days at the Cecil doing research. Chinese media have reported that actress Gail Yang may be interested in playing Lam. In March 2014, a little over a year after Lam's death, brothers Brandon and Philip Murphy sold a horror script, The Bringing, that uses the investigation into it as a backstory for a fictional investigating detective slowly unraveling sanity. They were widely criticized for doing this so soon after the death. Danish director Nicholas Winding Refn was originally slated to direct the film, but in August it was announced that Jeremy Lovering would direct the film for Sony Pictures whenever production began. The 2014 video for Vancouver pop duo The Zolas' Ancient Mars is meant to be an idealized representation of Lam's last days, showing a young woman exploring Los Angeles and taking in simple pleasures. It bugged me how tightly people explained away her disappearance with drugs and mental illness, said singer Zach Gray, who attended UBC around the same time and had a friend who knew Lam. Though it's mostly fiction, we wanted people to see it and feel like she was a real girl and a familiar girl and not just of a police report. Later that year, the American post-hardcore band Hail the Sun wrote Disappearing Syndrome, also inspired by Lam's story. It's such a chilling and eerie case, said the band's guitarist Eric Garcia in a Reddit Ask Me Anything. In 2015, the media press speculated that the fifth season of American Horror Story was inspired by Lam's death. In late spring, creator Ryan Murphy said the next season would be set in a hotel in present-day Los Angeles. He was inspired, he added, by a surveillance video of a young woman who got into an elevator at a downtown hotel and was never seen again. He did not use her name, but it was believed he was talking about Lam. In 2017, Sun Kill Moon released its song Window Sash Ways as Strangers in Paradise as part of their album Common as Light and Love Are Red Valleys of Blood. 2017, the song specifically referenced the event and promote the idea that it was a hoax. Band member Mark Kozelek said in an interview, I've come to the conclusion that nobody died in the water tank. There's no way to identify the girl on the elevator as her face is pixelated. In 2019, the studio ACKK created the video game YIIK, a postmodern RPG, and mentioned Lam's death as inspiration during the Reddit AMA, saying that her suffering was influential in the development in the game. The game featured an animated recreation of the elevator surveillance video with the main character from the game taking the part of Lam. The developers faced criticism for making use of elements of Lam's death in a way that was perceived as exploitative. Thanks for listening to this episode of True Crime. Have a good week and stay safe.